From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger reading The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with The Remnant. Prologue. Had Rayford not been petrified, he might have enjoyed that Sion looked the same in the Jordan sun as they did around the Strong Building. It was Abdullah and Rayford who looked like Middle Easterners in their robes. Sion looked more like a rumpled professor. "Who is your pilot?" a GC guard asked. Sion nodded to Abdullah, and they were led to a chopper. Once in the air, Rayford called Chloe in Greece. "Where are you?" he said.
"We're on the road, Dad, but something's not right. Mac had to hotwire this vehicle."
"Chang didn't tell the guy to leave the keys?"
"Apparently not. And, of course, you know Mac. He's going to hop out and thumb a ride with some other GC while we drive merrily into town, trying to pass ourselves off as assignees from New Babylon to check on the Judahite raids."
"You ready?"
"Am I ready? Why didn't you make me stay in Chicago with my family? What kind of a father are you?"
He knew she was kidding, but he couldn't muster a chuckle. "Don't make me wish I had."
"Don't worry, Dad. We're not coming out of here without Sebastian."
When Abdullah came within sight of Petra, Chaim was in the high place with 250,000 people inside and another 750,000 around about the place, waving to the helicopter. A large flat spot had been prepared, but the people covered their faces when the craft kicked up a cloud of dust. The shutting down of the engine and the dissipating of the dust were met with applause and a cheer as...